AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Loretta Lynch has been waiting months for this.
The yeas are 56 and the nays are 43. Thank you. The nomination is confirmed.
Lynch is the next attorney general. Delays over bills involving abortion and human trafficking held back the vote. Opponents like Texas Republican Ted Cruz were not happy. Lynch supported President Obama's executive action on immigration.
Unfortunately, the answers that Ms. Lynch gave at the confirmation hearing, in my opinion, render her unsuitable for confirmation as Attorney General of the United States.
Cruz actually did not vote on the nomination. The White House is defending the use of drones against al-Qaeda after a drone strike in January killed two hostages, including an American.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says drones are effective in areas where special operations forces can't go.
We can't conduct an Osama bin Laden-style raid against every terrorist.
And counter to popular belief, he says they don't routinely hit civilians.
Tailored counterterrorism actions are actually the least likely to result in civilian or innocent loss of life.
Earnest says the president didn't specifically approve the strike that took the lives of the hostages, but U.S. intelligence went ahead after ruling with near certainty civilians weren't present. Tragically, says Earnest, they were wrong. Mark Smith at the White House.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, former CIA Director David Petraeus was sentenced to 2 years probation and fined $100,000 for giving his mistress classified material while she was working on a book. Michael Brown's family has filed a civil lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri.
When is America going to challenge the standard police narrative when they kill unarmed people of color?
Benjamin Crump is one of the attorneys. Brown was black and was unarmed when he was shot and killed by a Ferguson police officer. No criminal charges were filed against the officer. The closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 20 points. This is AP Radio News. A major art museum in New York is close to being moved to a new home.
Decades in the planning and 4 years in the building, the Whitney Museum of American Art is barely a week away from opening in its new Manhattan home.
A better Whitney, more Whitney, and better Whitney.
Deputy Director Donna DeSalvo says the new space more than doubles the exhibition floor and has better infrastructure.
Like a loading dock, like a conservation center, like a library, education center.
The new Whitney opens May 1st with an exhibit called America is Hard to See. The title comes from a Robert Frost poem featuring 650 works from 1900 to the present, filling every gallery floor in the 8-story building. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police in Phoenix say WNBA player Brittany Griner and her fiancé, fellow WNBA player Glory Johnson, got into a fight in their home. The two are facing charges of assault and disorderly conduct. Griner told police the fight was caused by weeks of stress, including buying a home and planning a wedding. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.